Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. I'm joined today by Ross Douthat, author of the book Bad Religion, How We Became a Nation of Heretics, and Dr. Diana Butler Bass, who's the author of Christianity After Religion, The End of Church and the Birth of a New Spiritual Awakening. What in contemporary Christianity most excites you?
The crisis is actually the thing that excites me the most. People are engaged in some really interesting discussions in the ground level. People are having really fascinating arguments. The institutions are really struggling right now to pay their bills and think about what the ministry is going to look like for the future and who should be ordained and, you know, can we marry these people and not these people and what happens if we pray for this and public prayers. And so the whole level of energy and fervor and even argument is, to me, the place of enthusiasm, because it opens up a possibility that people are ready to change and that people do actually still love these old institutions and see them as valuable and want them to continue in some fashion for the future, but they don't really know how to do it. So it's a great time for imagination and creativity.
Mr. Douthat?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to come to somewhere where we agree again, I think the in decline, there is the possibility and the reality that Christianity becomes countercultural in a stronger way than it's been at certain points in the American past. And, you know, Christianity is supposed to be a countercultural religion. It's a religion that was founded on the, you know, the crucifixion of somebody we believe to be the Son of God alongside two common criminals. You can't really get much more sort of counter the, you know, institutions of the age than that. And I think you can take that line too far. I mean, I'll have people say to me, you know, well, because Christianity is more countercultural today, that shows we haven't really lost anything and so on. I don't think that's right. I think we have lost a lot of things over the last 50 years. But it's still the case that a crisis is an opportunity, and it's a particular opportunity for a faith like Christianity that isn't supposed to get too comfortable in any particular culture, any particular time and place. And it's true. It's true for the mainline in their struggles. It's true for, you know, more theologically conservative Christians who feel sort of marginalized. You know, you're supposed to be the salt of the earth and all that, and there are real chances to do that in a society that is a little more hostile to your faith than it used to be.
I really appreciate both of you coming to the studio. I appreciate the kind of conversation we've had. It occurs to me that for a person concerned about authentic Christianity, that whether you start with where Ross is or whether you start with where Diana is, if you're going to be thorough in your thought, you have to give attention to what each one of you has said in order to keep the whole thing together. Because there is a tension in religion always that requires both an interest in the core and an interest in the relevance, and those two have to be held in some kind of tension. Thank you all very much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com. To find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, read transcripts, sign up for our podcast. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices. Share your thoughts, please, on what you've heard today on Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line 800-856-0277. And we encourage you to tell other people about the show, your friends, your family members. Encourage them to listen also. Tell them you want to talk about what we've been talking about on the air. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. We can talk about every bit of that, promoting civility as well. We'll do it again next week. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.